on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
Regulators are getting tough on cowboy cosmetic surgeons. New rules are being introduced following the scandal over 40 PIP breast implants. Matt has the details for KMFM.
From June, clinics will be banned from offering prizes or promotional deals like two-for-ones, and they'll have to give patients a cooling-off period. Former model Alicia Duval's had over 300 procedures and says that's a good idea.
People were probably like me, naive and young, and it normalises it. It makes it like it's going to your hairdressers or going to the nail salon. Mm.
The General Medical Council says patients will also have to meet the surgeon who'll do the operation beforehand.
They can expect a standard of care like the rest of medical practice, where people are not overpromised.
Doctors who don't comply could be struck off.
Two people were being treated in hospital for serious injuries after a crash in Margate. A man and a woman driving two cars were cut free by firefighters on the A254 Ramsgate Road at around 8:30 this morning. The stretch has since reopened. A second person arrested in connection with a suspicious fire in Canterbury has been released on bail. The 27-year-old man from the city was detained on Sunday, 3 days after the blaze broke out at the building on Sussex Avenue. A 26-year-old man has also been questioned by police. More than 3,000 of us in Kent have been victims of scams in just 5 months, according to figures. The Action Fraud Unit says the majority of reports in the county between June and October last year concerned people who'd been using debit cards or online banking. Next was online shopping and auctions, followed by computer software service fraud. Chatham and Elsford MP Tracy Crouch says the figures could actually be much higher.
I think some people do feel that they are ashamed of the fact that they have been conned, that they are a victim of crime of that sort. They therefore try and deal with it themselves rather than perhaps approaching the police and thinking that anything can be done about it.
The Labour Party's warning the steel industry is hanging by a thread ahead of an emergency debate in the House of Commons. MPs will have up to 3 hours to discuss the crisis. Business Secretary Sajid Javid has raised the prospect of government involvement in the sale of Tata Steel's loss-making UK assets. Controversial plans for a huge lorry park off the M20 to help solve Operation Stack have been discussed by MPs. Two potential sites for the truck stop at Stamford near Hythe are being planned to park more than 3,500 HGVs if there are ever problems crossing the channel. Jim O'Sullivan, who's chief exec at Highways England, gave evidence to the Transport Select Committee yesterday. He says Opstack has a massive impact on Kent and the country's economy.
If we were to put the economic impact of Kent first and not allow those trucks to enter that area, it would have a huge bearing on the success of any business that's trying to export goods to France.
A decision on the lorry park is expected in the next few weeks. Fire crews have praised a good Samaritan in a sludge gulper who helped put out a lorry fire which closed 3 lanes of the M25. Overheated brakes are thought to have started the blaze in the trailer of the HGV on the anti-clockwise stretch near Dartford last night. Only a small part of the lorry was damaged and its loads of grapes weren't affected. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have met some of India's poorest and most vulnerable children. William and Kate visited a drop-in centre where thousands of children flee every year, often on their own.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, day two of Kent's opening championship game of the season has been delayed for a third time. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the Spitfires have travelled to New Road to take on Worcestershire in Division 2. A pitch inspection has just revealed play won't be possible due to a wet outfield. Elsewhere, England batsman James Taylor has been described as a wonderful professional by the Kent women's captain after being forced to retire at just 26. He's been diagnosed with a serious heart condition. Charlotte Edwards has tweeted that she's so sad to hear the news and says he's a great role model for young players. Meantime, Nottinghamshire Director of Cricket Mike Newell says Taylor will get treatment quickly.
He's going to have an operation, I believe, at the back end of this week, Thursday or Friday, which is going to enable him to live a long and healthy life by having something fitted into his heart, which will give him that opportunity. And I think that it was picked up at least, in time for that chance to happen.
And in football, it's a big night for Gillingham as they look to get back into the top four of League One. The weekend's 0-0 draw at Sheffield United saw them drop to fifth, the lowest position in the table this season. Justin Edinburgh side welcomes sixth place Walsall to Priestfield later. The manager says it's a huge game.
And the next one's the most important one. It's the game in hand, and we need to try and capitalise on that. But likewise, Walsall will be trying to do the same.
Kickoffs at 7:45.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.